Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Ed, and Steve is with us, Steve Jordahl. By the way, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net if you'd like to. So much to discuss, so much to talk about as we head into spring here. This time next year, we'll be really close to knowing. In fact, we may know who will run against President Trump in 2020, right? Fall of 2020.
Unless it's real close, they could go down to the convention,
right?
Which usually over the summer.
Well, one note, Stephen, I know we're going to get to.
I
wanted you guys to understand this. As far as Bernie Sanders is concerned, convicted felons have a right to vote, even if they're in prison. So sign him up. Now, he's going to stake out that. Remember, we said these candidates for Democrat Party are going to go see who can outlift each other.
Right.
Bernie Sanders is they're in a big poker game, and you know, and he's thrown out his ace or whatever. Said I dare you or whatever. He's shown his hand. He said they ought to be able to. Felons ought to be able to vote even if they're in prison. Who's with me?
Right.
You know, who's with me on this one? What do you think, Ed?
Well, first of all, that's a state issue. My understanding is I'd have to, you know, get a thumbs up from A, but I'm pretty sure the state decides whether a felon can vote in their elections. I'm not sure about federal. But
why is it always Democrats who want the felons to vote, though? Why aren't there, is there any Republicans out there?
I'm going to guarantee something right here on radio.
I guarantee
the reason is because Democrats assume that felons will vote Democrat. That's
something to be proud of?
There is no principle involved here, I don't believe. If most felons were likely to vote conservative or Republican, Bernie Sanders wouldn't have said this. That is my view. Now, I have no idea how most felons vote. Maybe they look at the Republicans as the party of law and order, and you guys are the reasons why I'm in here. Therefore, I'm voting Democrat. I have no idea.
Well, I'm right.
But that's the reason why Bernie Sanders is saying that.
I'm riding first class on the Senate train with you right there. I agree. But I think if you look at the population of who's in prison and compare it with the population of who's in the United States, of who likely will vote Democrat in who they think they have in the bag, that might be just, let's just.
So, well, all right. So you're calling it like you see it. And so since the majority of men, for example, the majority of people in prisons are men.
Yes.
And the majority of men in prison are men of color.
Yes.
So black or Hispanic.
Minorities.
They're minorities. So what you're saying is that's the expectation, is that Democrats are saying mostly minorities are in prison if we give them the right to vote. You know, whatever it is, several million, it might change the election of the Electoral College.
Yeah, if you're going to vote in prison, right? You're going to have the felon vote. You're going to have to you're going to have to appeal to the felon vote,
right?
Like you do any other group of people, right?
Yes.
So, do you go to the prisons and campaign?
This is bizarro world, man.
Huh? Is Bernie going to go? Bernie Sanders, Senator Sanders, is he going to go? Make an effort. Listen, we're stopping at City Hall in Philadelphia for a campaign speech. Chamber of Commerce wants you to come talk to them, and then we need to go hit the federal pen. What about that?
I'm just going to say
for a rally among felons.
I've watched enough Law and Order.
Yeah.
Okay. to understand an outsider view. I'm just kidding about taking my position from Law and Order. But as an outsider, never been in prison.
Yeah.
Okay. I take that back. I have been to prisons to minister once or twice only. I'm not a part of my ministry. But the way prisons are run, a lot of bribery, a lot of threats. I can clearly see a situation where a candidate goes and campaigns and then somebody buys, hey, listen, if you'll vote for Bernie Sanders, I'll give you a pack of cigarettes. And or if you don't, Okay, that's the way a lot of that's probably going to go.
All I can say is that if I were a Democrat in Washington right now, the way things have been trending the last couple of weeks, I don't think I'd want to go within 100 yards of a federal penitentiary. They might not let me out.
All right, well, we'll see which way the felon boat goes, you know, and who's going to go after it aggressively. Bernie Sanders looks like he will.
Going after the felon vote. This is bizarro world. How did we get here to this place where you have Bernie Sanders, who's a possible front runner for the Democratic nomination, saying we need to let felons vote? Now, I will say this. This might get me in trouble with some folks, okay? I will say once someone has paid their debt to society, I understand and am sympathetic to the push to say once you are no longer a felon,
right?
Okay, you should be given the right to vote. I'd be willing to have that discussion, but not while you're in prison.
Well, Bernie's saying while you're in prison,
he
will go to you for your vote. All right, Steve, you got some good news, don't you, brother?
I do have some good news. I don't know, have either one of you been to the theater to see Unplanned?
I did not see it at the theater. We saw it here.
Right. They came and showed it to us here.
All right. Brent, did you go and see Unplanned? Nope. It is now, last weekend, it was number 4 at the box office. Surprising success. This week it has fallen to number 8, but it's now 3 weeks out. It's still adding theaters. It added 457 theaters over the weekend, and it's still playing in fewer theaters than most. And it has grossed $12 million, double its budget. And the reviews, if you talk to people who have come out of this movie, they are shaken in a good way, I think, with the seriousness of the subject and the way that it was treated in the movie. The respect with which it was treated in the movie and the quality that this movie has just from a filmmaking perspective.
It is a strong and sobering and powerful film. There's mm-hmm. I give it 2 thumbs up. It is really, really good. It's in a sense, it is a very, when you say people are shaken, I can see that. It is a very sobering and accurate view of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But based on a true story, but it has a very uplifting storyline because it is a true story. People know, but if someone doesn't want any spoilers, they don't know the story of Abby Johnson, I'm not going to say what it's about in terms of her journey.
Well,
it's an uplifting
movie. I think you can say from what they've revealed in the trailer that Abby Johnson was a Planned Parenthood clinic worker. That she was asked to go back and help with an abortion.
Okay, see, you're doing exactly what I said.
It's in the trailer. I figured if they put it in the trailer, just so people will know. And what she saw in the back room during that abortion changed her life.
See, you're the kind of guy, Steve, before I go see Avengers Endgame, you're going to tell me Thanos dies and the Avengers win. Well, you know, everybody knows it.
Spoiler alert. All right.
I recommend this film. Steve, you saw it, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Yeah. It is a very sobering and powerful film. I'll just say that. Yeah. And for Christian, I don't always say that about Christian movies. Okay. Some Christian movies.
You have low expectations.
I have low expectations at times, although Christian movies are getting better.
They are.
But this is a very good movie.
Ed, I will tell you that Easter's coming. And if you go see Minnie or you choose to watch an Easter movie at home, I will tell you that Jesus dies in the end, but there's a plot twist.
Touché. Well played. Well played, Steve.
I won't tell you what it is, but just be ready for it.
There's a plot twist.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story.
We have the Democrat Party is trying whatever they can to try to smear President Trump as they approach the 2020 elections. Yeah, go figure.
You know what he's talking about?
That's shocking. I hope you can prove that.
I can.
Yeah, me too.
Here I am.
It's a very strong accusation.
Yes, it is.
Not obvious.
No. It is. It's a shock. But let me tell you what they're doing. They're sending around ads with some audio of President Trump. And they're playing this audio and they're saying, see, President Trump thinks that all immigrants are animals, and this is what they're sending around. This is cut five.
We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them, but we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals, and we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before.
Mr. President, you're calling these people that come just looking for a better life with their kids and contribute to our society, you're calling them animals? How dare you? We should vote him out of office. What they're not telling you is what the context of that question is. This is the same conversation back up about 10 seconds so you can hear the person asking the question.
We'll take care of it, Morgan.
Thank you. There could be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about them.
Yeah. We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before.
Clearly.
Who's playing that? Who's playing the clip out of context?
Well, Mark Elliott, for one, who is a Twitter user who's posting this. He's not a.
And this
blue
thing
check
went
mark.
Viral, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes. This is that's a lie.
It is stripped
of its context. That's a lie. Because he was talking about gang members.
But see, that's the same thing he was doing when he, President Trump, remember when he first announced, he was running for president, or at least early on, before he was the Republican nominee, remember he had a press conference at Trump Tower in New York, and he was talking about dealing with build a wall, illegal right. immigration, stopping this, and he was saying we got some very bad people coming here, many of whom are, I'm not quoting him exactly,
Drug dealers, rapists,
and so on. Well, immediately after that, that was spun by the liberal news media as he's saying all Mexicans are either rapists or drug dealers.
Right.
That's how, quote, hateful and bigoted President right. Trump is against Latinos,
yes.
for example. All Latinos. That's how they framed it.
And who was saying it? Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted that video out. Pete Buttigieg.
This
tweeted,
one here?
Yes.
This
video out. Tom Perez tweeted that
video out. High-profile Democrats.
Yes.
Yeah, because they want to continue that. It's a slanderous thing to
it's
say.
A
about
lie and a slander.
It's a lie and a slander, and it keeps up their false narrative about President Trump. Now, could sometimes President Trump be a little bit more careful in his wording? I would say yes, that is true, although a lot of people like that about him, the fact that he just lets it fly. But if you listen in context of what he's talking about, both right there, what you just shared, Steve, and then the press conference most people remember that I'm talking about, he didn't, you know, It's a giant leap to go from talking about the problems we can solve by cracking down on illegal immigration to stop rapists and drug dealers and so forth to come in, to saying he is opposed to people just based on their ethnicity.
Right.
Which is what the left wants you to believe.
Yes.
And so
the interesting thing about this is that this is the second time around for this video clip. I remember several months ago, this came out. Yes, and people actually pointed out that, no, he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about MS-13, and it forced some of these Democrats to say, well, yeah, you shouldn't even call MS-13 animals.
Oh,
it's wrong to call.
That's Nancy Pelosi.
Remember that?
Yes.
That was because of comments like this, when this video first came out.
That is so aggravating, because what I want to do, although I wouldn't even do this to these far lefties, because they really don't know what would happen. But I'd say, yeah, you know what? We're going to lock you in a mountaintop chalet with a group of MS-13, and then when the weekend's over, I want you to tell me if they were animals, okay? Because this gang is vicious. I mean, they cut people's heads off. I mean, this is terrible. And anyone who would defend MS-13 and say They're not animals. Now, are they made in the image of God?
I'd say it's an insult to animals.
They are. Yes,
PETA
they are.
Should be coming out with a statement fairly soon.
Well, I mean, these people, as Ed said, these people are ruthless.
Ruthless.
The MS-13? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, they are made in the image of God, but even the Bible has very clear things to say about the actions of people. The Bible calls some men worthless men.
Reprobates.
So I have no problem with saying they are acting like animals.
Right.
And thus they are animals.
But the far left people like Nancy Pelosi and others hate Donald Trump so much they would rather go defend MS-13.
Right.
Against being called an animal because it was by Donald Trump.
Yes. That is an excellent point. Yeah. That shows the lengths to which they'll go.
Right.
Because motivated by absolute
hatred. Don't slander MS-13.
Yes. This is crazy.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, I want to hear if some of these people. Now, if they're called on this, if they'll defend MS-13, because that makes
the way
great,
they did the first time, yeah.
But that's fake news.
Sound bites.
Again, President Trump, he has so many examples of what he's talking about. He gets mocked by the left by saying fake news, but it's almost daily now,
right?
Where we get some example of just absolute fake news.
Yes,
you know where they make stuff up, and now that's not necessarily a generated by a respectable in quotes news source. That's just an internet sensation,
well,
right?
Well, they got it off of, CNN Politics.
They're the ones
who
use
that?
No,
they actually, that's where they got the full exchange. They actually got this clip off of C-SPAN, but they cut it off of C-SPAN.
You know,
they cut it out of
C-SPAN. The interesting thing with President Trump, here's a man who's been a high-profile celebrity for, I don't know, 3 decades, right? And certainly when he was on the number one show there, the Apprentice.
Right. Celebrity Apprentice, or Apprentice, yeah.
And in all those years, there was no accusations by liberals who hung out with him on a regular basis that he was somehow a hidden racist.
Right.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. That he wasn't a racist until he ran for office as a Republican. Then all of a sudden he's a racist. And a bigot and hateful because of, I think, things like what you just described, who get a life of their own out there. What I'm saying is he didn't evidently talk in this way or do things or take actions at his company that where people came out after he started running for office.
Are you saying that some of these people on the left would have held their opinion of him just to be invited to his parties and stuff? Are you saying that they would ignore?
I'm just saying he wasn't a racist.
That's the answer.
Yeah, or a bigot or a hateful person.
I have a theory.
In the first place. But they use that as a convenient way to try to go after him now.
Right.
Because they can't on the economy.
Right.
You know, so you got to go with something here. Go ahead.
I have a theory, and it explains an awful lot. I believe that...
So it's a smart theory you have coming up.
It is. Okay. Listen and take notes, okay, folks. I believe that when the vote in 2016 happened, it snatched the gold ring off of the finger or out of the hand of the progressives who were looking forward to a socialist utopia. They were looking forward to going where all the Democrat candidates are saying we need to go now. But Donald Trump was elected, and so Hillary Clinton couldn't complete the next 8 years of Barack Obama's move.
That's your theory?
Well, yes, and it made
them...
We've
never heard that here.
It made them... Well, listen to this.
We've all had that theory.
But it made them so angry that they're willing to slander the president of the United States no matter what, and it frustrated the Democrat Party so much that it moved their party to the left to the point where now we're seeing them just out and out saying... We don't care. We're not going to take another 8 years of a Democrat to go retrace the ground that President Obama took and you took away. We're just going to go for the gutter, for the juggler, and we're going to have it all now. And because they're so frustrated with the Trump election, I believe it.
Let me, just to be perfectly fair, mm-hmm. this story you got from CNN Politics, we need to make sure that we are fair.
This
CNN
story,
Politics.
We need to discredit them.
Daily Wire is doing a story about Democrat politicians and journalists, far left activists, spreading a deceptively edited video.
Okay, so that's the Daily Caller doing
it. The Daily Caller is pointing it out. A man, a Twitter user named Mark Elliott, was the latest to take this deceptively edited video and put it out there. And then people like Kirsten Gillibrand retweeted Mark Elliott, Pete Buttigieg retweeted, and then it started Tom Perez retweeted Mark Elliott, David Hogg, for what it's worth, retweeted Mark Elliott. And there were 5 or 6 pages that I didn't bother to print out of others.
Okay, all right.
So it kind of went viral after this Mark Elliott put it out there again. All right. Hey, I've got a question for you, Ed.
Okay.
How far would you go for free pizza?
What am I, a potty plant here, Steve?
Well, no, I think this is a...
You notice how the pizza question went right to the Italian.
The pizza question goes to the Italian. You're
so if you have a taco, taco question, you go right to the Mexican.
What do you ask me?
I'm
from the British
question,
Isles.
Go right to the Irish.
It's my family. It's my background.
If it was a bangers and mash question, I would have gone to you.
Pizza question goes right to the Italian.
Bangers and mash?
Or
they were a good group.
They really were. I like them. Huh? Yes.
Or what's a corn beef and cabbage? I would have asked you.
Not so good. Their guitar player was subpar.
I like pizza.
Yeah.
I am not sure. Well, actually,
where he's going with this question.
I know where you're going with it because I know the story. But I would not do anything for a pizza. Let's say that
the Blaze Pizza Shop in Des Moines, Iowa, has made an offer. And it says, 65 people, by the way, have taken them up on this. If you want to put a tattoo of our logo on your body somewhere, we will give you 24 free pizzas. You have to pay $40 for the flame tattoo, but you're getting 24 pizzas for $40. For $65 with the Blaze name and logo, we'll give you 48 free pizzas. Would you
not
put
gonna do it?
You wouldn't put a tattoo on your arm for free pizza.
Listen, if I don't put my wife's name as a tattoo, I'm not putting a pizza logo on there.
I love my wife first and pizza second. Go and then pizza. And what
we're
if it was
talking a whole sleeve.
Life?
Huh?
Life
pizza for life?
Pizza for life?
No.
Yeah, because you don't have that long to live. If you were 20,
not if I eat 65 pizzas, I don't.
Right, your life expectancy does go down.
I've heard
eating that many pizzas.
So I've heard.
I think so. Now they got the. Is it one of those pizza companies have the pizzas wrapped in bacon? Have you seen this?
Oh yeah, I think is
that Little Caesars.
Maybe it's Little Caesars.
No, it's Little Caesars.
Yes, I've seen that.
Allison and I, my wife, we were watching TV and we saw this ad for the first time over the weekend. And we go, that's going to sell a lot of pizza right there.
Everything goes better with bacon.
Because we got great pizza. And guess what we do, people? We wrap it up in bacon.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh,
my wife and I just had this conversation. She made bacon and eggs for breakfast yesterday before church in the morning, early morning. We were sitting relaxing. And she got this. She went somewhere and got this, whatever it was, this big thick sliced bacon, and I'm sitting there eating it, and I'm thinking, whatever you paid for this, it was worth it. And if you wrapped a pizza
in that stuff,
in bacon,
right, and it's visible too. They make sure you know this isn't bacon bits,
right?
Okay,
right.
So it's around the edge.
It's around the edge,
and maybe they can have it stuffed with cheese crust.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of antioxidants in that.
Antioxidant bacon.
All right. We'll see you next time, folks. Have a great day. Keep listening to AFR.